Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. So is your back end ready to support your front end? So let me explain what I mean. I am working with a client and our main focus is on her marketing, right? Because her business has been in existence for a while, but our main focus is on her marketing and making sure she has intentional marketing and is very, very streamlined, and that we're not just focusing on her social media, so we're also incorporating her email marketing and her content marketing and her video marketing and her traditional marketing and her, you know, collaborative marketing. We're putting all the marketing efforts together to make sure that she has a consistent stream of income from multiple streams of income, right? Because a lot of times I know we think marketing is just posting on social media. That is just a drop in the bucket, right? So we're talking about all good things marketing and all the things that we want to happen. So one of the discussions that I had with her as well is making sure that your back end, all right, your back end can support your front end, because the front end is the marketing. The front end is what people see. So all the pretty pictures and the videos and the you know, those things that people see that are encouraging people to come to your business or encouraging people to come to your website, right? You want to make sure that when you get that influx of customers, because that's what you want. You want that influx of customers. You want those daily customers. You want to make sure that your systems, your back-end systems, can handle those things. So you want to also make sure that your payment process is easy, so that when people pay, they get their receipt or they get their email saying thank you or whatever, that, you know what I mean, that they get a follow-up email, that they get the whole shebang. You want to make sure that that is always set up, because if it's not set up properly, guys, you can do a lot of reputational damage to your business, right? So whether that is having a sales page, a landing page, a thank you page, your payment processing systems in place, your invoicing system in place, your receipt system in place, your delivery processes in place, that it runs smoothly, whether that delivery is immediate if they're buying something online, like a digital product or something, or if that delivery, you know, happens in a few hours, like if it's a food delivery, or if it happens in the next 48 hours, that is clearly communicated to every single client, and that part of it is actually automated. This is where the automation of a lot of your business comes in, right? And that's why it's so important to understand how to incorporate stuff together and automate them together, so that you don't have to be twiddling in the back end and having to respond to every single person, right? That's why you also put automations like in your DMs and in your WhatsApp and that kind of thing, so clients or your customers get the answers to their questions much, much faster, and it allows them to buy from you much faster. So you have to sit down and figure out, can my back end support my marketing efforts, right? Right now you're getting 2 clients a week. You actually want to get 200 clients a week. Can you support that? Can you support that? So instead of just saying, yes, I want more clients, I want more clients, I want more clients, is my business set up to accommodate more clients? If you are a business where you are making things, right, you're using your hands to make stuff, right? And right now, let's say you're making soaps or creams or something like that. And right now, on average, you could make, let's just use a figure, 15 soaps a week, right? Let's say on average, that is how much you can actually make. When you do the correct marketing and you start to get more clients as you desire, and instead of getting 15 clients a week, you're now getting 50 clients a week, can you handle that amount of work? Can you handle that amount of jobs? Does your delivery system, is your delivery system intact so that you can deliver those 50 items, right? So you want to make sure that while, yes, you're focusing on the front end in marketing and getting new clients and getting new clients, that the back end of your business is also set up so that it can manage the influx of new clients that you have coming in, right? And that's a very important conversation. I want you to think about it and figure out where are the loopholes. Keep testing your systems to make sure that there are no loopholes and make sure that your clients are not falling off when they come into your funnel, and so that you can continue to service these clients as best as you can. Yes, again, if you have any questions, jump into my DMs, leave a comment, click on the link to book a consultation, and let's have a conversation about making sure not just your marketing is intact, but making sure your back end is also working for you. Right, I'm really glad to share this information, and let me know if you have any questions. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.